Chapter 36. Thomas didn't want to see her. He didn't want to see anybody. As soon as Newt set off to go and talk to the girl, Thomas silently slipped away, hoping no one would notice him in the excitement. With everyone's thoughts on the stranger waking up from her coma, it proved easy. He skirted the edge of the glade, then, breaking into a run, he headed for his place of seclusion behind the deadhead forest. He crouched in the corner, nestled in the ivy, and threw his blanket over himself, head and all. Somehow, it seemed like a way to hide from Teresa's intrusion into his mind. A few minutes passed, his heart finally calming to a slow roll.
"Forgetting about you is the worst part."
At first, Thomas thought it was another message in his head. He squeezed his fists against his ears. But no, it had been different. He'd heard it with his ears. A girl's voice. Chills creeping up his spine, he slowly lowered the blanket. Teresa stood to his right, leaning against the massive stone wall. She looked so different now, awake and alert, standing. Wearing a long-sleeved white shirt, blue jeans, and brown shoes, she looked, impossibly, even more striking than when he'd seen her in the coma. Black hair framed the fair skin of her face, with eyes the blue of pure flame.
"Tom, do you really not remember me?"
Her voice was soft, a contrast from the crazed, hard sound he'd heard from her after she first arrived, when she'd delivered the message that everything was going to change.
"You mean, you remember me?"
he asked, embarrassed at the squeak that escaped on the last word.
"Yes, but no, maybe."
She threw her arms up in disgust.
"I can't explain it."
Thomas opened his mouth, then closed it without saying anything.
"I remember remembering,"
she muttered, sitting down with a heavy sigh. She pulled her legs up to wrap her arms around her knees.
"Feelings, emotions, like I have all these shelves in my head, labeled for memories and faces, but they're empty. As if everything before this is just on the other side of a white curtain, including you. But how do you know me?"
He felt like the walls were spinning around him. Teresa turned toward him.
"I don't know. Something about before we came to the maze. Something about us. It's mostly empty, like I said."
"You know about the maze? Who told you? You just woke up."
It's all very confusing right now."
She held a hand out.
"But I know you're my friend."
Almost in a daze, Thomas pulled the blanket completely off and leaned forward to shake her hand.
"I like how you call me Tom."
As soon as it came out, he was sure he couldn't have possibly said anything dumber. Teresa rolled her eyes.
"That's your name, isn't it?"
"Yeah, but most people call me Thomas. Well, except Newt. He calls me Tommy. Tom makes me feel like I'm at home or something, even though I don't know what home is." He let out a bitter laugh.
"Are we messed up or what?"
She smiled for the first time, and he almost had to look away, as if something that nice didn't belong in such a glum and gray place, as if he had no right to look at her expression.
"Yeah, we're messed up," she said. "And I'm scared."
"So am I, trust me." Which was definitely the understatement of the day. A long moment passed, both of them looking toward the ground.
"What's..."
he began, not sure how to ask it.
"How did you talk to me inside my mind?"
Teresa shook her head.
"No idea. I can just do it," she thought to him.
Then she spoke aloud again.
"It's like if you tried to ride a bicycle here, if they had one. I bet you could do it without thinking.
But do you remember learning to ride one?"
"No. I mean, I remember riding one, but not learning."
He paused, feeling a wave of sadness.
"Or who taught me?"
"Well," she said, her eyes flickering as if she was embarrassed by his sudden gloom.
"Anyway, it's kind of like that."
"Really clears things up." Teresa shrugged.
You didn't tell anyone, did you? They'd think we're crazy.
Well, when it first happened, I did. But I think Newt just thinks I was stressed out or something. Thomas felt fidgety, like he'd go nuts if he didn't move. He stood up, started pacing in front of her. We need to figure things out. That weird note you had about being the last person to ever come here, your coma, the fact you can talk to me telepathically. Any ideas? Teresa followed him with her eyes as he walked back and forth.
Save your breath and quit asking. All I have are faint impressions, that you and I were important, that we were used somehow, that we're smart, that we came here for a reason. I know I triggered the ending, whatever that means.
She groaned, her face reddening.
My memories are as useless as yours.